It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a vegan at a barbecue. You can join the chat room by going to davincomedy.com and clicking live broadcast. I think that's what it says. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, the man who holds it down, Davin Rosenblatt, and the returning champion, back from her hiatus, Miss Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
That was just garlic that Pip was breathing at me. That's what that was.
Yeah, my lunch?
I see your lunch. Hello, Pip.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm better.
Good. We'll get to that in a second.
Yep.
Joe will be here when Joe can. So we'll bring back Sea Monkeys and Jizz and see our pal Joe.
He'll be thrilled.
He had a little respite from that. And so on the show, a new proposed law that will outlaw texting while you walk. A lack of vegan food causes an alleged human rights violation. A healthy dog is cremated when its owner kisses the big chew toy in the sky.
Yeah.
So a healthy dog goes bye-bye with it. A serious discussion on wrinkled balls.
I feel a serious discussion.
Yeah. Well, Joe was like, why? Because last week we're going to do it. Joe's like, why aren't we doing that? Like, I feel like we need a woman's perspective on this.
Good call.
Yeah, I feel like it's good to get both. You know, you guys got to deal with the balls as much as we do in a way.
More so.
Well, no, I mean, they're attached to us.
Yeah, I know, but it's a closer bird's eye view.
Perhaps, yes. And we'll get back to do some Ann Jackson. So, Pip, tell us all about it. When last you left, you were going in for surgery. Sans second opinion, by the way. I chewed you out again last week.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Yeah. Well, that was justified and correct. Oh, how did you hear?
Because
I know you don't listen to the replay.
Pimp Helix was listening.
Oh, well. I'm telling you. I did it.
He was not happy.
I don't give a shit. I was happy. He wasn't happy because he's fucking dead wrong. He should have fucking given a second opinion. He should have been on my side. That's why he's not happy. You're right. I called out everybody else like I've been doing. And then for you to, you know, have this scare.
Which had nothing to do with that.
As it turns out, but you did not know that. You were fucking scared. If you knew it had nothing to do with it, you would have been here. But you
there's,
were.
There's, yeah, there was no way to know that ahead of time.
No, of course not. Well, yeah. You know, you did the right thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I didn't bitch that you weren't here.
Yeah, no, I know that.
That he could have been upset about. But yeah, I fucking called Pimp Helix out. I called out Mr. Helix out. I call out all your fucking friends. and Joe, who loves to argue with me, as we know.
Yes.
He agrees. So that's all I need. That's all I need. Where my pal Joe Curry is standing with me side by side. And as I said on the show, my mother-in-law goes, "She's not Jewish, is she?" I go, "No."
She's not Jewish.
No.
That's the funniest part of this whole thing.
I mean, it's not a funny situation. But yeah, I mean, I said that too. I said that. And then without me saying anything, she reiterated the same thing. And clearly you don't have enough Jews in your life.
Clearly I don't.
No, you don't.
I have a representative sample, but I don't have enough, apparently.
Jews say you get two opinions to start. That's a foundation.
I still stand by that I did.
No, you don't. We've been over it, and you don't. Okay. And you know what? I don't really take into account the people who are saying we did you wrong, because they haven't made the wisest decisions either. So I stand by what? And my track record of being the voice of reason for you, your inner monologue, is pretty tight. So I stand by what I said. But we move on. So tell everyone what led up, leading up to the surgery, days before surgery, what that was like, what the recovery's been, because you know, I've spoken to you and I relayed stuff to Joe, but the audience doesn't know.
Well, we did speak because I called in during the first hour.
That's true.
After the surgery.
That's true. We had a taste.
Yeah.
So do you want to update people from that point forward?
Yeah, in a nutshell, what happened was that I found out from fainting at work that I had through different tests, that I have a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is the new fancy name for the longer name that they used to call it when my dad had it. And so they've just renamed it, but it's the same great taste. And my dad had it. My uncle had it.
Great taste.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
Okay.
Probably their father had it because he was undiagnosed, but it's a congenital.
I'm sure one of your cats has it. I mean, it's passed down.
It's passed down. So I probably pass it to one of my kids.
I'm sure.
My fur children.
I'm sure.
And so it just means basically it starts with a thickening of the muscle wall in the heart, but that can throw off your electrical impulses, like boy howdy. And they can't prove to me, because you know it came and went, that the reason that they like to call passing out syncope.
What are they called?
Syncope.
Okay.
So my syncope event, for the health professionals listening in.
Big health following.
Yes, because we have a huge doctor following.
We used to get listened to at, by nurses at hospitals and stuff. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. So, so you guys know what I'm talking about. And so it was decided that because of my lovely family history, my syncope event, and the fact that I do have the disease, that I need a defibrillator, because people tend to just like suddenly die with this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There's the old sudden death moment. Well, that was part of the conversation that I had with the doctor when we were, you know, and everybody I've spoken to since said, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but all the people that said that, they don't fucking know, because they didn't die from it, so they should shut the fuck up too. It's a secondhand opinion. They don't know. What do they know? You want to talk to somebody who's actually died from it, and you have a friend that can help you with that.
I could talk to my dad, but...
Well, you have a friend that can help you with that.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
That's on you.
No, I really don't think that that's possible. I think that that's a one-way call.
You have a friend who says otherwise.
Yes, and I don't agree.
Oh, really? You don't? Well, you believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts. I don't think that mediums are able to speak to the dead.
What about larges?
You know, it takes an extra large for this job. I have not met an extra large.
Okay.
I lived through the many problems that come with it with my dad's illness. So I kind of have a feel for what the cardiomyopathy was about, but he didn't, the medical devices that are available at now are better than they were at that time.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, now we have like Roombas, and they have Roombas for lawns and everything.
I've got a Roomba in my chest.
Exactly. I mean, robot technology is way better now.
It's crazy better.
Yeah. So,
I've got a defibrillator, and strangely enough, pardon me, it makes me cough. No,
That's cock.
get that away from me so I can talk.
I will not.
Okay. So
if you're going to pass out, I want to be the reason.
Should I still speak into the mic? Is this thing on?
Yeah, you can fit both in your mouth.
So I first met before I spoke with the surgeon, I spoke with a representative from Boston Scientific. So he walked me through.
What is Boston Scientific?
That's the company that makes the defibrillator.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like you're going to go shopping around at this point.
Well, I know. I was like.
Can we do better on eBay? Can I get a gently used one? It seems a lot less expensive.
I know.
You know what? Can we postpone this a week? It's garage sale season.
And I'm thinking that somebody's got to have one out there.
You know what? Can we just check in my car before we. Because I got one of everything in my car.
At least two of everything in my car. Well,
he's trying to close the deal.
You know what? I thought that there was one that I had my eye on, but they left it down the rain while they were having their flea market.
Oh.
So I had to go back to the drawing
board.
Get
the floor model. You know, it's on all the time, but at least it worked.
I got a new one.
Look at you. Fancy.
Yeah, I know.
Show off.
So I said... Can I see it? So he got me the...
Can I see? Why?
I wanted to see what's going in there, you know? I would be the person on Botch that wants to see the breast implants before they shove them in. I want to see. So he shows me, and it looks like kind of like one of those remote backups for your computer. It's quite small. It's almost like a really tiny compact for, like, makeup compact.
Okay.
And he told me that it was a newer type that they put on the side, on your left side, like right against your rib cage. And I thought, oh, that's going to be grand. And so far, I'm still not done healing, but it's so far, it is a little bit of a pain. Because,
you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, I feel pain where it is because
there was
still
just an incision
healing.
There. Yeah.
And I can't feel the outline of the thing, but I can feel that there's definitely more to me on the left side than there is on the right.
Well, there goes bikini season.
Yeah, I think that ship sailed.
But there goes tarp season. I don't know. Where do you want me to go with this?
I don't know. It's just...
So when you look in the mirror, you can see that there's something there.
I can't see the outline of it. It's not like a rectangle.
But just looks like a mass.
There's,
like, there's a little bit more of it.
Where, yeah, like it's definitely more.
It's like a third boob.
It's not as big as my boob. It's like a.
No, that would fucking get in the way of you putting down your arm.
Would I just have to keep my arm straight out on the side?
It's like, it would look like you're constantly putting a move on, like, somebody next to you, but it's just more you.
I thought it was just like I was making a left turn.
No, it's just like the old. You just have to constantly do the old yawn and put the arm
around. The arm around, yeah. It's like I have to put my arm around you because it won't go down. Why? There's a boob under my arm. That seems
Mr. Healy should be the luckiest man in the world.
It's like, well, I've only got two hands. What good is that?
He's got a mouth.
Oh, this is true.
Mouth on the left boob, hand on new friend, and right boob.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
It's so.
How could anybody be mad at me on your side? I come up with such useful information.
You do.
Exactly.
It would be options.
They're all fucking wrong.
Well, nobody put a nipple on this one, though.
Well, that's neck surgery.
It's just they'll make one out of some impossibly painful place. It's in there, and then from there, a lead wire goes under the boob and then up on the other side of the boob, the left one.
So it lifts and separates one boob.
Yeah, it's kind of like my super underwire. Mm. And like it's like a live
Is
underwire.
That uncomfortable underneath?
No. I'm demonstrating to Davin that there's a scar.
Oh, what's his face?
There's a scar about... 2 and a bit inches long, that's like about 2 inches under my boob. That I have to ask tomorrow when I go to see the surgeon what's going on here.
What do you mean, what's going on? Like, is it going to heal?
Well, no, I meant it will eventually, it'll just leave a scar. But I meant, did they lead the wire in through there and then?
I feel like you're trying to get all this information to save on money 7 years from now so you could, like, jimmy rig it yourself.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can.
No, so totally no. No. No, there's some things that I will do. I will do light carpentry. I will paint. I don't do plumbing or electrical. I'll do light plumbing, but not electrical. He's on his own in there. So when I need a 7-year battery reinstall, I thought it would be great if they could put a zipper.
So you can put snacks?
Well, no. So, you know, they could just, like, pull it out and put it. A new one back in.
You wouldn't want to look at. You wouldn't want a zipper, though.
It would be fine.
And you're like an arch villain.
It would be fine. Velcro. I don't care.
Nobody wants to hear that noise. Mr. Helix is trying to get it on with you. You make that noise, his fucking dick shrivels up.
Well, check this out. I'm
funny you should mention his dick shriveling up.
Terrible segue. Sorry, honey. No, the
again, why are they mad at me?
No. In the booklet, it says they have a, you know, frequently asked questions section. One of them is, what happens if the thing goes off in the middle of sex? And I was like,
what do you mean goes off?
Well, because the whole thing is that the pack is on one side and the lead is on the other, because it's going to act like mini paddles. Should,
if your heart stops,
if my heart, none of my heart stops, but if the electrical impulses make the rhythm go so wacky that
so
because
if
kill
the
me.
Sex was so good, well, that it would cause your heart to be irregular and this would regulate it.
I don't know that it necessarily would have to be because the sex was making it happen, but if it started to happen during sex and the thing kicks off and goes, oh, yeah, I've got to paddle you, what would happen to the other person? Because, you know, in the hospital, when they put the paddles on, they say clear so that they don't shock anybody that's got their hands on.
I assume Mr. Killers would get off. I assume.
But there's no warning. It doesn't, like, beep and say, hey, I'm going to do this.
Oh, so, like, would he get electrified, too?
Yeah.
Like, you guys can no longer have sex in the shower. You'll fry Mr. Helix.
Well, I'm just like,
take that, Pimp Helix. There's a fucking image for you. Now you should be mad.
Oh, yeah. I already told him this.
Yeah, but I put the image there.
No.
You put the image there.
I
you're,
put the image
you're
there.
You're a horrible sister.
Well, because I was like, yeah, what if in the middle the thing goes off and it shoots him across the room?
Best orgasm ever.
Bam! Against the wall.
You're never going to leave me. Nobody's going to light you up the way I do, baby.
For real.
Seriously.
I know.
Why does it smell like burnt fur in here?
Oh, that's me. Sorry. I started cracking up before I even got to the answer because I'm like, I'm picturing clear, boom! He's across the
like he
room.
Shoots across like a cartoon character. And then you got to peel him off the wall.
Right.
That'd be fucking fantastic.
Yeah, so like, you know, like, you know, medical personnel come. Here's poor naked Mr. Helix needs to be peeled off the wall.
So it paddles you itself.
Yes.
Okay.
It would just go ka-chung.
Yeah, and, but I don't think you would feel that on the outside. I don't think somebody touching you would feel that.
No, and it said that if someone is not on the outside but on the inside, literally, that they'll feel tingling.
Oh, that's fucking amazing!
I know.
I would fuck you to set that off.
Is there a test button? I want to see how... Yes, there is.
Your electric milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Can you imagine?
That would be fantastic.
Because nobody can duplicate that.
Honey, let's make your fucking heart flip again. Let's flip your heart again.
Well, I pretended, you know, it's like, you're ugly! I hate you! Oh, my heart's fluttering! You're making me so upset! Ka-chung! Yeah, that's
nah,
the way
just
I
fucking,
like it.
Fucking put you on tilt like a pinball machine.
You imagine?
That'd be great for Mr. Helix.
I know. I thought
you didn't see him the next day. His hair's all fucking curly.
It is, but it would be even more.
His hair's curly?
Yeah, it's kinky.
Clearly.
Yeah. He's got the Scottish kink.
Yeah, I don't think of it as curly, though.
No, it's like wiry.
Yes, but I don't think of it as curly.
No. Scottish wiry. Yeah, curly. It would be like Roger Daltrey curls.
Yeah. So this was a real concern.
Yeah, when he started talking sudden death to me, I said, huh, you don't say. So, so this is really, it's not going to change anything. It's just that if I should begin to die, that it will
stop me
from dying.
It's a good thing. We should all have that.
I know.
We should all have a backup
great?
Feature.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would.
It's like a reboot.
It is like a reboot. It's like Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah, exactly.
You have your own Control-Alt-Delete.
Just restart me, would you? So that's what this is for, basically. And I mean,
are you using a napkin to wipe your nose?
Yes, I am.
We have tissues over there.
I know, but these are like soft enough but heavy duty enough. You know
really?
What I'm saying?
What type of snot you got going on?
I got all of a sudden. I was thinking, boy, I'm really doing well this allergy season. I haven't really been hit hard. Well, all of a sudden, whatever those things that burst open in a million little flying
dandelions.
White things.
Dandelions.
Oh, God.
I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever had allergies. I've been congested for 3 fucking weeks.
Yeah, it's very bad.
And I never have allergies.
No, you never seem to.
But like I'm like it can't just be a stuffy nose from a cold for 3 weeks.
No, it's allergy stuff.
It's every night I sleep down here and I sleep in the basement now.
Oh, do you?
Because it's cooler and I could just get a better angle.
Ooh, yeah, because you have these great tilty chairs, so you can
I lay across, but yeah, it's just been brutal. Last week I was all congested on the show. Still congested, but yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad. That's I will get allergy stuff where it's just like, it's not like a cold where you're getting all kinds of, oh my God, look at that. It's just clear, but it just keeps coming.
Oh no,
coming.
I'm
just make...
Not to be gross, but yeah, I'm like, well, this is cool. These snot rockets could go to Mars.
Do you know, the first time I saw somebody do that on the subway...
Well, that's not the place to do that.
No, I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, standing on the platform, he pinched one nostril and went, huh! And I saw this booger from hell fly out of his nose and hit the pavement. And I went, are you fucking kidding me?
Makes a nice thwap noise.
Yes, it did! And is this... pool of every gross color that could come out of a body.
It's a red and green rainbow.
Yeah, it was just... I just looked at him like... You know, you don't talk to anybody in the subway, but I looked at him like, are you fucking pig! What?
It's the subway. It could have been worse. You could have been urinating or taking a shit or jerking off. Out of all the things people do on the subway, you got off easy.
Out of all the things I've seen people do in the city, and I'm talking New York City when I say the city. I'm sorry, but that's how we say around here. That was like not the worst thing I've ever seen somebody do, but it was just like, how about lean over the rail or something? Like, people are walking here. They put their bags down. You fucking snot rocket asshole. I was just so mad. I was like, ah. Oh.
You know what? You never see women do the snot rocket. It's completely a male move.
Yeah. That it was... I mean, I lived in nice, quiet, I guess more hygienic suburbs. And I was just...
I don't even blow my nose. I'll snot rocket.
Really?
It's just easier. But then the thing is, then your other nostril's clogged.
Right.
But blowing the nose is so stressful. Then your ears get all...
Yeah.
Like all clogged and everything. Snot rocket's good. I like the snot rocket. I don't know if I'm doing it on a subway platform, but I mean, I guess if you're desperate, I guess.
I mean, if you're... You know, you're not doing it on your carpet here, you know? I mean,
if I do, I got a tissue. I clean it up.
Oh, God, no, no. No.
The thing about snot rockets, they're named rocket for a reason. I mean, you have an idea of where you'd like them to go. But if you watch a lot of rocket launches, they don't always go where you want.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, no.
I mean, sometimes you crash and burn. I mean, you could have that tissue ready to go, but it is a rocket. It could go past the tissue. That's why he's called Snot Rocket Man, a little Snot Rocket Man.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's a very gross conversation.
Yeah.
But it is a male thing to do.
I have never seen a woman do it.
No, me neither. I'll tell you, it's good in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you'll snot rocket in the shower?
In the shower. It's going down the drain.
Really? So you do snot rocket?
I will in the shower.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just adds to the mystique.
For 3 weeks, I've just been, ugh. And it's not everywhere. It's like, yeah. Up here, it's awful up here.
Yeah, it's particularly bad for me today.
It's awful where I live. Like,
yeah.
I was in the city on Sunday. I was all right. As soon as we got in the car and started coming up, I was like, ugh. It's like, all right, I'll be upset. I was like, all right, going downstairs to the basement.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I need air conditioning. And, you know, Mr. Helix and I have that Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, I got that shit, too. Here's the problem with that.
Bad.
Here's the problem with that. The raise, because where you could raise it in the front, the legs,
yeah.
Or the head.
Yeah.
I'm a tummy sleeper.
Oh, so that's no good.
Yeah, so if I raise it on the head.
Oh, you're in this backwards.
I mess up my back.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I come down here.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
But enough about snot rockets.
our poor sinuses from hell.
I'm like the anti-Jew, because Jews have allergies. I never do. This year, I'm like, oh, this fucking sucks. I don't know how people live like this.
Well, I went with Mr. Helix to his radio show on Monday, and we were walking towards the building, and this snow of white fluffy things. I'm not sure exactly what it is that explodes during the season.
They're dandelions, the ones that you bluff.
No, no, no. It's not dandelions. This is some other kind of pod creature that explodes and like snows down the street. And it was all over the front of his building. And I was like, oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
and I knew that by today I would be miserable, just, and here
I'm
it is.
I'm just over it. 3 fucking weeks of this shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was like because I was out in the rain 3 weeks ago.
Oh, and you thought it was...
Like, yeah, like, all right, I got a cold, this will go.
Yeah. No, no, it's just forever.
So, all right, so you were going to make your... you were going to make your successful return last week.
Yeah.
But you did not.
And I didn't. I was... I had a, well, I mean, the two incision places under, I was trying to text my friends and tell them what this was about and where it was placed. And every time
you just tell them, send them a picture.
No.
They're your friends.
No, I was explaining where it is.
Why wouldn't you do that? They're your friends.
I'm not going to send them pictures of my boob.
I'm guessing these are your female friends.
Yeah, no. Although I did by accident in the hospital flash my friend Carol. Carol, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I you know what? I didn't even go because you weren't even there a full day. You did
I
not,
went, no.
You did not get a hospital visit from me. You weren't there a full day.
No, I wasn't. No, what happened is that my one friend works not in the building, but she works in a different building, but for the same hospital I went to. And so I had actually, all right, let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. So, well, just to say that when I was explaining originally what the surgery was, I kept texting, you know, it's on the side of my boob and under my boob. And my phone kept changing it to Bob. So my left boob is hereafter known as Bob. So I'm like, I know the spot underneath where there's the incision and of course, under my armpit, where the actual thing is—that's
your rib cage.
Yeah, it both of those, you know, were surgical spots that are going to hurt, and they have been since. You know, it gets better all the time, but it, you know, I expected that to smart, wasn't worried about it. But then, hard to explain, but I'm pointing right at Bob for Davnessy. I got this sharp pain, like right on the boob, like right on it, and I'm. Whoa, that's new, and where did that come from? And, well, that kind of hurts, and it's not going away. What the hell is that? And I started getting nervous, and I realized I was a little short of breath, and I thought, Jesus Christ, I'm having heart attack symptoms.
No, you were having a panic attack.
Well, once the pain started, then I couldn't distinguish between what is maybe a heart attack and what's a panic attack. So once I started getting, like, really panicked. I can't breathe. I'm getting lightheaded because I'm probably breathing shallow.
You start sweating?
Yes.
Yeah, you fucking put yourself in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. You're nervous. You just had heart surgery.
Yeah, and I'm like, and believe me, I'm not trying to overstate it. It's not like I had open heart surgery or they
fucking heart
my
surgery.
Ribs open.
They're attaching,
you know,
shit to your heart.
Yeah, so it's like,
that's
that
why
was scary.
Second opinion.
That was scarily enough, you know. No, actually, it wasn't it isn't attached to my heart. The lead lays right against my heart, like paddles, but inside. So they didn't. This is like less severe than even what another model might have done. So, but I was scared because I hadn't. I mean, I'd been out of surgery for a while, and all of a sudden, where's this coming from? And then I'm like, okay, I can't distinguish what is me panicking and what is like, you know, am I having a heart issue? So I went to lie down to try to calm down. I thought, if I'm panicking, maybe if I lie down with a cat, I'll just like, okay, I'm breathing normal, I'm
grab
fine, and let's see what the symptoms really are and what's me panicking. But I couldn't calm down. Then I started thinking,
I want to live!
I
want to live!
And I'm like, okay, stupid, if you're having a heart issue.
See, look at that shit. All these years you've been seeing a head shrinker because, you know, you were depressed and everything. Turns out you want to fucking live.
Well,
you didn't know. Now you know.
Now I know.
Either the head shrinker paid off or it was a complete waste of time. Either way, turns out you're not as depressed as you think.
Oh, no, it wasn't a waste of time. I'm medicated. Otherwise, I'd be looking for something tall to jump off of.
You're like, this is amazing. I'm going to die.
Boy, that's great.
Just don't do it on a Tuesday. It's very inconvenient.
I know. And believe me, this is playing into it. I'm like, I'm supposed to leave now. I don't want to leave in all caps, but I'm supposed to.
It's like 4:23 at 4:36. I'm going to the hospital, and I'm like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Yeah, and it's like, "No, yeah,
and
no."
I'm like, and that was it.
Yeah,
it was like, I'm like, "Well, are you planning, or what are your plans?" There was no fucking answers. I'm like, "Joe, I don't know. Joe, I don't know if she's coming in, and I have no idea." And at that late hour, nobody's coming in.
No, if you're going to the ER, you're not coming because I don't think
you put ER. Maybe you did. I don't know.
I don't know, but I was just like, no, if I'm going to the hospital, it's like, no, it's going to be a while. So I just wanted to tell you I'm not coming. And
because everybody should have a panic attack at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to do like the first hour. I was down to doing the first hour by myself. I'm like, all right.
Oh, God.
And I didn't have that much interesting stuff to say.
Well, you texted me. Are you going to call in? And I'm like, in the ambulance. Well, I'm like, yeah, no.
Because I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I know. And I couldn't explain because, you know, it's like, rapidly, things started to.
Well, was Mr. Helix with you?
No, he's at work.
Oh, really?
I'm home alone. Ouch. And I'm like, fuck, I left my phone in the living room and I'm lying down. If this is a heart attack, I'm going to die in my bed. Get up.
Got to get you one of the medic alerts.
Yeah, no. So I go to get my phone. I'm like, who do I call? All these doctor's offices are going to be closing. So I call the cardiologist, they're on service. Shit. I call the surgeon, and they're like, oh, well, he's not in the office right now, and I'm explaining what's going on. And she's like, well, I could email him, and he'll get back to me. I'm like, email?
Email.
What?
I mean, he has a service. This is why you have a service.
These are the people in his office. I'm like,
this is why you call him. He's got a way to be reached in case of emergencies.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be sitting here waiting for an email.
Very chill. They're very chill about your heart issue.
Yeah, and they're like, well, you know, you could come in tomorrow morning. I'm like, not if I'm dying.
Either you are really bad at communicating, or they are a little too lax.
I'm not really sure what was not getting said because I told him my symptoms, and she's like, well, you can come in tomorrow, and I'm like, no.
I don't think they understood your state of mind.
I don't think that they did. So I was like, okay. I'm like,
well, that's where you can't say no. That's where you gotta go, listen, this is a heart. These are pains I haven't had. Get him off the fucking golf course. I go, I need to talk to him.
Well, he was at the hospital. He just wasn't in his office.
Well,
so I'm
then
I'll meet him there.
Well, if he's in surgery, I mean, the man is in the practice. Can I talk to his partner?
I know, it was really bizarre.
Yeah, see, so, right again, as a Jew, that's why you shop around. You can't put up with that shit.
No, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to the hospital. So my first thought was,
what a waste of fucking time they were.
I know. I'm like, that wasted my time. So
can you walk it off? Miss Helix, if you go outside, you have a gardening rake. If you bend down, you'll see there's some dirt. Pick up some dirt and rub some dirt on it. That should make it better. Just rub dirt on it and walk it off. And if you still think you're going to die, come see us tomorrow morning during regular office hours.
I know. I was like, are you going to tell me to gargle with salt water next? Like, what useless information
that would piss
is this?
That would piss me off.
Oh, yeah. I was not pleased with, I'll email him. Email him.
Email is not the way
email.
To go.
Email. I was like, yeah, no.
We're going to send it to his Hotmail account.
I was like, okay, click. So I called my friend Barbara.
Did you, when you did see your doc, did you let him know that you were not happy?
I'm seeing him tomorrow.
Are you going to let him know?
Yeah.
As well,
I'm
going to
say, what's with the email? So
no, just be like, you know, I'm calling, you know, maybe it's every day for them that they get these calls, but I hadn't had these pains. And they're like, don't worry about it.
That's not reassuring.
Yeah, I would say, you know.
At all.
When a patient's calling you a week after surgery with sharp pains, you should be available. Yeah. Unless you're in surgery.
Right.
You should be available, or somebody else in the practice should be available.
Right. I was just, no, I was not.
It would have been really easy for them to say, you know what? He's at the hospital. We'll get word to him.
Well, here's the thing. If you're feeling that bad, the call is 911.
Yes, it is.
So I went.
Yeah, but not everyone is smart enough to do that, clearly.
I know.
Because you think, well, maybe I'm overreacting.
And I was thinking.
And it's like, I don't want to pay for an ambulance. And
well, I was thinking, what if if this is all panicking, and, you know, it's just like.
But it's their job. It's their job to be on the safe side.
Yeah, I would think. So I just said, I actually did see the doctor in the hospital. I didn't talk to him about his office people. I said, and everybody reassured me and said, it's never the wrong thing to call 911 if you're having heart pain. It's there. That was never going to be the wrong call.
Apparently, it's the wrong thing to want to be seen that day. Apparently, sleep on it.
Well, I mean, if it if I was called in the office and I'm like, well, I'm a little sore, I don't think the person was really understanding where I was getting
I'm having
at.
Sharp pains. I had heart surgery last week. I'm having sharp pains.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the number to reach you?
Well, I guess they're thinking that if it was bad enough, the thing is going to go ka-chung.
No. but you can't make that assumption. I mean, you can't. Leave Maui alone. I'll get into that in a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Maui's the cat. you can't make that assumption. That, you know, I think they handled that really badly.
I was not pleased with that conversation with the office person.
No.
So I'll deal with that tomorrow. But the other thing is, So my first thought was, all right, I gotta go to the hospital. It's not like I'm having, like, you know, I'm down on the floor and I'm, you know, freaking out. I don't know how bad this is. So I called my friend Barbara, and I knew she was going to get out of work soon, and she's close by. And I was like, could you come drive me to the hospital?
Yeah, it's not really the right thing either.
And right. No, I know. And then she said, I'm on my way. And then she hung up and she called me back and she said, you should call 911.
Finally, a friend besides me with a little fucking common sense.
No, yes. So I was like, yeah, you're right. So
was Barbara one of the non-second opinion people?
No, she just said that I trusted your judgment.
Oh, she doesn't know you at all.
She does.
She does not. Anybody who knows you should not trust your judgment. It's like trusting Joe's judgment. We love you dearly, but nay, nay. Not trust. No, no. There are too many avoidable mistakes in these histories.
Well, I called 911, and then I'm like,
eventually.
No, no. This was a really quick progression.
Yeah, well, Barbara did the right thing. Boom, go, you know boom, what? Boom. You know what could get you to the hospital faster? Something with lights that makes loud noises. That would probably get you there quicker.
Well, you'd be surprised because, so I had my little bag that I had for the hospital, and I was like, okay, well, there's my paperwork, and you know, I'll just throw in my medications, my phone, and my charger, and I'm ready to go. So I went and I sat on the front porch. I'm like, they'll pull up in a second. Here,
like,
I go.
Like a latchkey kid who lost his key.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, what am I going to... If I stay in the house, they're probably going to try to bring a gurney or some bullshit. And I'm like, I can sit on the front porch. They can bring a gurney to the porch if they need to. But I'm not that bad.
It's a nice day. I'll sit outside and die in the front yard. Scare the neighbor kids.
I could already hear the sirens, so I knew they were coming.
That's good.
So I sat on... They were very fast. I sat on the front porch, and I have my bag, and they roll up, and I wave to them, and they walk up and look at me like I am an alien.
It's the right look.
And I'm like, hi, and they're like, what's going on? So I start explaining my symptoms.
I'm lonely. Nobody talks to me.
I needed some company. I've been housebound for a while because my surgery, and I needed to talk.
Nobody
to
will take my calls.
Now we see why. Yeah. You drama queen. And I'm explaining, you know, my heart, I'm having trouble breathing, and I'm...
Mr. Helix does not know about this at this point.
Not yet. He is on the air.
I understand, but he's your husband.
I know, but what is he going to do?
What's he going to do? They're going to fucking put somebody else to fucking play the hits.
There's nobody there.
You know, I'm sure he has a program or the greatest that Helix hits that you push.
No.
He should have something ready to go. Every DJ that's on an operation like that...
There is a... I mean, like, an automated thing. It's not his show. But I'm like, there's nothing he could do at this moment. I need medical professionals.
He probably would like to be with you.
Well, he got there. So, it's all...
After he did the last plug for Hasidic Herring, he closed up shop and went on the way.
No, it was... I was like, I'm not going to call him until I know what's going on. Not in the middle of his show. There's nothing he can do for me. Let me go with
he
people
can
that
either
can
meet
do
you
something.
At the hospital or come home and take you, be with you.
Yeah, well, it would be better for him to meet me at the hospital. So I'm like,
as little time together as possible.
No, it's not that. It's just that he's not going to be able to do anything.
You don't understand, though. I mean, first of all, there's the emotional support that he'll give you,
right?
Or not.
No.
There's the emotional support that there's to you. And also, God forbid, if something were to happen to you and he did not get to see you, he would live with that for the rest of his life.
Well,
I mean, so it's good for you and good for him, mm-hmm. and worst case scenario, it's till death do us part. I mean, if God forbid something happened and like you don't call, and he could have spent those that time with you.
Right, right.
You know, listen, well, it's not that hard to play the hits. You know, well, he should just have something ready to go.
At this point, I'm still in the what if I'm just being a baby
mode. I understand that, but you just had heart surgery, yeah, and he's your husband.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would leave Rockland Radio. I'm sure they would be fine. Even with dead air, I'm sure the millions of people would get over it because he wanted to be with his wife.
Yes, they would.
And you
would.
Know what? If they couldn't get over it, maybe they should have a fucking backup plan. You know what? Yeah, seriously.
He could put. But I'm not thinking.
He could put an auto DJ.
Yeah, he could.
I could do that.
Yeah, he's. But I'm not thinking all this through. I'm thinking he'll meet me at the hospital.
He'll get a bite to eat.
There's a part of me that is like, I don't want to bother people. You know what I mean?
He's your husband. But you bother no one more than you bother him. At this point, it's par for the
course. Totally irritate him.
Exactly. So he knows it comes with the territory. Still, he sticks around. So he's willing to deal with it. No, seriously. Seriously, if he can be there with you,
yeah,
you should give him the option to be there with you.
Well, now I know.
Because we had this conversation.
I'm considering it a drill.
You know, I feel, why people can't trust your judgment. You need to run everything by me.
Yeah.
I'm proving it time. Listen, I gave the okay on Mr. Helix back in the day, and that worked out well.
Yes, thank you.
So?
I'm glad you gave me the okay.
I did.
Yes.
We both did. We said, we like this guy.
Okay. I know.
See?
They come and they look at me funny. So I'm telling them what my symptoms are, and they're not saying anything to me. There's three people standing and looking at me while I'm sitting on my front porch. They've got an ambulance, and they're looking at me, and I go, well, what do I do now? Like, are we just going to stand here and chat?
Are they
like,
young kids?
They're youngish.
Yeah, a lot of times. Is it like the town EMTs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very young kids. It's like high school kids a lot.
Well, they were older than that, but they were just looking at me. And I'm like, would you like to take me to your vehicle? Or should I just go back to bed and fuck myself? I mean, like, what are we doing?
Well, considering the pain you're in, that's probably not advisable right now.
No, I don't think that it would be, like, useful in any way. But, I mean, I was just
make
like,
you feel better. Take the edge off.
I'm just like, yeah, it was never going to happen.
Too many cats watching.
Yeah, too many EMTs watching. Yeah,
that's fun. Makes it exciting.
My thing.
Makes it exciting. I love it.
I was just like, I'm looking at them like, shall we adjourn to the privacy of the ambulance? I didn't know what they were waiting for. So they're waiting for some other vehicle, but I don't know this because they're not talking to me. They're just staring at me. Three people staring at me.
That's
uncomfortable. I'm like, so now what? Like,
they're waiting for another vehicle?
I don't know what they were doing exactly.
They got they have all the shit and the ambulance.
Aren't you the people? Like, do you want me to come?
Are you guys the prep team? Is this the prep ambulance?
It was very odd.
That is odd.
I don't understand.
Nobody's taking your vitals?
No.
Really?
The three of them just, like, looked at me at first.
Again, I feel like another instance where I could have been there to fucking run shit better.
While
somebody's having the conversation with you, they could start to take your blood pressure.
Right.
They could start to be listening to your chest.
Well, I said, you know,
gotten up and go, okay, good talk, and go back into the house.
Thanks. You know, you made good time. I'm going to go back in.
This is just the drill.
Yeah. Can you send another team that actually will do something?
That's fucking ridiculous.
It was really, really weird.
Wow.
So they're looking at me like, now I'm feeling really like, am I dreaming this shit up?
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, am I?
That's bad. Again, I got to feel like I should have been consulted. I feel like I should have been put on speakerphone. I would have fucking whipped him into shape. What are you doing?
Get her in the ambulance already.
Like, get her in the ambulance. You can pop your pimples afterwards, you young motherfuckers. Let's go.
I was really not sure what was going
on. That would piss me off. That would freak me out.
I was really freaked out. I'm like, why are you all just staring at me?
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I'm like,
you know what you should have said? You know what? Hand me the keys. I'll drive myself.
Yeah.
You guys get in the back of the ambulance. Let's go.
It's like, I was just like, are you going to take me someplace or are we just going to sit here and chat on my
She's
porch?
She's pushy. It's like that Seinfeld episode.
When Elaine gets in trouble.
Where all the doctors like take notes and then she can't see doctors anymore. That's why we all have in the back of our head of that generation. Well, we got to be nice to these doctors.
Right, right.
But they're fucking EMT. That's fucking crazy.
It was
the
weird.
The fact that nobody's trying to take your... The fact that you're complaining of
chest pain.
And nobody's taking your
shortness of breath. And they're looking at me. And I'm like, If I was a guy, you'd have me on a gurney and like...
I don't think it has to do with gender.
No, so actually, statistically, women who are having heart attacks are less likely to be taken seriously than men.
Because you're a bunch of dippy broads, that being said.
So, finally,
once again, further proof, you should have had a man talk for you. You didn't want to bother Mr. Helix. You fucking bother me all the time. Again, I would have whipped him into the shape. Go, what are you doing? Let's go, guys.
I don't really know what was going on there.
A whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of waste of time.
So finally,
God forbid you were having a major event.
I'm stroking out here and like nobody.
First of all, they should not have had you fucking sitting down. They should be like, all right, we're gonna lay you down. We're gonna take your blood pressure. We're waiting for such a. They should be telling you what's gonna happen because that keeps people calm.
Yeah, now I'm really freaking.
Nobody
out.
Nobody likes a panicky heart attack victim.
Yeah, now I'm really freaking out because I'm like,
why do I know this shit?
I don't know, but I know that they should be just doing something. At this point, I'm looking up. So that's why I said, like, so what do I do now? And the guy says
good
to
question.
Me, what do you
we
mean?
Never got this far before.
And the guy says, what do you mean, what do you do now? And I'm like, are you taking me to the hospital, baby?
This is ridiculous. Another reason why it would have been good if Mr. Helix was there. Because hopefully Mr. Helix would have cut
through. He wouldn't have been there at that point.
No.
It wouldn't have, it could not, the laws of physics.
Sometimes you need somebody to cut through the bullshit.
But there was nobody there.
Should have called.
No, yeah, there was nobody.
I'm good at cutting through bullshit.
Well, and anyway.
Except when it comes to websites.
So they said that, I don't even remember. And I'm like, well, I could walk to the ambulance. It was like a couple feet away.
And they're
away.
Like, how about a shuttle run?
So I walk
remember
over.
The shuttle run?
No.
You don't remember the shuttle run? Oh. Where you're like, in like grade school, like for like field day and shit, and then you did it
oh,
later.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
yeah.
gotta run, pick up the eraser,
yes,
run
yes,
back.
Yes, yes.
Let's shuttle run back to the ambulance.
Yeah, I know. No, I just like walked down the path and I stepped up into this high thing, and they had me lie down.
A step?
Yeah, it's a step, but it's like kind of high for a shorty, and I'm like, really?
I need a boost.
Yeah, it's like, can I have a Sherpa for this? So
they're not doing so hot either right now. The Sherpas, a lot of people dying.
No.
Mount Everest.
Oh, yeah.
But this was your own personal Everest.
This was my own personal Everest, getting into this tall ambulance. So I'm like, can somebody give me a push from behind or something? You know, I'm like,
no, we've heard the show.
We know. Anything could happen. Nobody was standing behind me. They were afraid for
me. We don't want to fall into that fissure, ma'am.
So, then I lie down on the gurney. Then they start asking me questions and taking vitals.
Huh. I'm glad they got around to that.
I know. I'm like, thanks. So then I'm looking through the back door of the ambulance.
As opposed to them looking through the back door.
I know. I didn't want that. Nobody wants that. And I see my other friend, Carol, walking towards the ambulance. And I'm like, what the hell? Like,
feels like a Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it did. And it took me a second to wrap my mind around this. And at first I thought, well, we had another friend named Dawn who passed away. And I thought, well, it's a good thing it's...
Dawn's never make it. It's a fucking bad name for heart problems.
No, not heart problems. But I look out the window.
Dildo incident? Yeah, I know that.
No, stop it.
Why? She can't hear.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, he can.
No, there is no such thing.
Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook page. You're a horrible person.
Yes. So I look at the back and I see Carol walking towards me, and I'm like, my first thought was, well, it's a good thing it's Carol, not Dawn. That would mean something completely different.
Yeah, right.
And but then I reasoned that Barbara must have called her, and she's on her way home from work. So
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like this Barbara.
Yeah. No,
do I know Barbara?
Yeah, you've met.
Have I?
Yeah, you have.
Did she come to a show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like Barbara.
Yeah, you've met her.
Barbara's making good decisions at this point.
Yeah, no, Barbara and Carol are smart people.
So, yeah, but you don't usually listen to those type of people.
No, I do.
Clearly
I do.
Well, good for Barbara. Barbara raised her game. Carol raised the game.
Yeah.
That's good.
So she comes over to the ambulance. She's like, my friend's, is my friend in there? And they're like, who are you? Like it's Mrs. Kravitz coming down the street to see what's going on.
No, that's understandable.
I know. I'm glad. So they asked me, do you want to see your friend Carol? And at this point, I'm just a little overwhelmed. I'm like, yes!
No, you should be like, no.
Give me Carol!
Nah. She's not dressed properly for this ambulance. She'll have to wait outside.
She was dressed nice. She's coming home from work.
I don't know what she does.
So I'm like, get in here! So she gives me a hug and a kiss, and then she's like, I'll see you at the hospital. So then we finally get our way. Do you know that they use the GPS to find their way to the hospital? And they went this weird, out-of-the-way
way. Well, I mean, you don't live near that hospital.
I don't. And the only reason that they were taking me to that hospital is because I said, I just had heart surgery, and my surgeon and my cardiologist, they're all there.
Yeah, but still, that's kind of risky, too. I mean, if you're really having an episode, the thing is to take you to the nearest place possible.
They'd already done an EKG, and they did my vitals, and they were like, I'm not in any danger.
All right, I can't really fault them for not knowing, because you live 45 minutes away from that hospital?
Not quite that, but far enough that there was another hospital that was their first choice.
Probably Hackensack? Because that's a big hospital.
No.
Cardiac.
No, probably would have been NIAC.
No, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know NIAC had a hospital.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, no, I want to go to this one because that's the one that where everybody is. And
that's where all my friends are.
And so they said, they're like, oh, okay. I saw them look at each other like, that's kind of far, but...
But we just ordered food.
Yeah, maybe. So, they take me there and, I mean, there's all the shenanigans that happened while I was in the hospital.
I don't mind the GPS. I mind the lackadaisical approach before that.
The staring at me while I was sitting on the porch was very scary.
Probably felt a lot longer than it was.
It probably did, but I was just like... They were just all stopped and stared at me and didn't say anything. And I'm like,
Yeah, but then again, you should be used to that. I mean, you'll say stuff and Joe and I'll stare at you and not say anything.
I am used to that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't have chest pains at the moment.
Sometimes you do.
True. So anyway, hospital stay. I get tested every which way. And, I see my GP, the cardiologist, and the surgeon while I'm there, and residents, and nurses, and everybody takes a look and goes, no, this, you're not dying. It's some kind of post-surgical reaction.
Sea monkeys and jizz. Where is Joe Curry? There he is. He got a respite of it. He left home for a while, but Sea Monkeys and Jizz was there to welcome
him. Did you have fun passing through the Harriman tolls, my friend?
Well, that's just your ship being knocked over.
Your stand knocked over.
He's looking at us like we did it. Yes, I used my telepathy to knock that over.
No, I didn't. I just wanted to see what it landed on. I didn't want to think that break or anything. I didn't know.
Nothing's broke.
It was a lot more than it was. Usually that song bugs the shit out of me, but to see you here singing it makes me feel good. Glad to have you back, sweetie.
Oh,
thank you, Joe.
Oh, you made Sea Monkeys and Jizz a love song.
Ew.
Which is how I envisioned it.
That's what
it has some of the ingredients.
It certainly does. And both the ingredients.
I thought they were the same thing, but whatever. So, thank you, Joe.
Yeah, no, glad. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm still friggin' sore. But...
Well, it was an invasive operation,
Yeah, but I mean, like, in the spot where I was like, I'm going to point it for Joe. This is where the one incision is.
Right.
And then here's where the other one is, but it was hurting me here. Hmm. And that's why I was going... Holy crap.
Yes, so right. they did all these tests, and what'd they find?
Well, they found out that I have these, and this isn't unusual, I have two big hematomas.
Yeah, you should do.
I'm not going to scold you. So nice to see it. But back right into tits. And now everybody's here.
They decided
you guys had like a little moment, and Joe's goes, enough of that shit.
Stop it.
They said I had two D-sized hematomas.
So what's a hematoma?
It's like a bruise. Mm-hmm. And so they just said these two pools of like fluid and blood.
And this is when they use the procedure?
So they said, that's pretty normal, and it'll just get like reabsorbed back in your body. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't tell me exactly what this new and sharp pain was from.
Really?
It's like it could have been, post-surgical pain, something shifts, So,
that's great.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad this is so nebulous because I was pretty sure I was having a heart attack of some sort. So it ended up that you know, there was nothing specific to make that particular pain happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if these hematomas are supposedly not to be worried about, they'll just get reabsorbed into the body. But it was scary enough that I was, you know,
yeah,
and everybody said
you
were smart to call and come in anyway, because I'm like, yeah, nobody's telling me. And what was weird is that they did all this testing, and it wasn't until, I mean, it's getting to be like 11 at night, and I'm like, anybody want to fucking tell me what happened?
Yeah, but that's the hospital. That's the ER. You just find, if you have a bed, you're lucky.
Now,
I didn't.
I got a question for you. While you were there during any part of that, did you go, I should have listened to Davin and got the second opinion?
See there?
No.
Well, she's an
fuck
idiot.
Fuck you then.
It didn't happen.
Oh, apparently Pimp Helix was pissed off last week because we said she's going to got a second. I said, that's fine. He's part of the problem. I don't give a shit.
No, it had nothing to do with getting a second opinion. It was not.
Could have avoided the whole thing.
No, it wasn't. But it wasn't like the surgeon's fault that this happened.
No, that just happened.
You know. Yeah, no, that's the way the body reacts to having a procedure.
Yeah, and because I wasn't sure, because, you know, I was getting pain at the two surgical sites, and it, all of a sudden I'm getting sharp pain in a brand new place, which happens to be where my heart's located.
Yeah, that's not good. No, you got to go. Yeah, you got to go.
I went, what?
Yeah, right. You can't.
Nobody was home, but I'm sure that Mr. Helix would have said, yeah, we're going to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Did you ask the ambulance to try to get Rockland Radio on the dial so you could hear his voice as he played the hits?
No, but I asked him to hand me my phone so I could call into the show while I'm going to the
hospital. Is that what you did?
No, I did not.
First time, long time.
Yeah.
Figured, you know, listen,
first time, love you, long time.
Request some Zeppelin on the way in, yeah.
Stairway to Heaven, just a precaution.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Imagine, could you play something for Zeppelin for me, please, dear? Okay, this is Stairway to Hell, yeah.
It's like, no!
Oh, boy. Well, glad you're back. I'm very glad you're back.
Thank you. I am too.
I'm sure,
They never got me a bed in the hospital. I stayed in the ER on the gurney all night. I didn't sleep a wink.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
What are you, MASH unit?
Yeah, I was so uncomfortable I couldn't sleep, so... You know, I went home and I've slept for days.
So I've been fucking hemorrhaging money. That's what I've been fucking doing.
Join the club.
Oh.
So remember last year I told you I was, I don't like doing mowing the lawn stories. Not a big lawn mowing fucking show.
But that's our favorite go-to when you have to step away from
that
the mic.
That shopping for yogurt, I'm aware.
Yeah. even now that I have a con, you know, I'm living in a homeowners association. I haven't touched a lawnmower in almost 2 years.
So last year I'm mowing the fucking lawn and we got a Jimmy rig where it's an electrical lawn mower and it's off a circuit in the house.
Oh.
And the shit was really was wet and it was heavy, so I blew the fucking circuit.
Oh, God.
So that was last year. And then I wanted to mow the... So I only got half the lawn mowed last year before it was the end of lawn mowing season.
Ugh.
So then this season came, I wanted to get on top of it, but it's rained all the time.
So much.
And the water collects at the end of my backyard.
Yes.
So it was just like collecting and collecting. Finally, the other day, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to fucking do it. So I plug it in, and I get most of the way through... The lawn.
Right.
And now, like, part of the lawn is, like, up to my chest.
Wow.
It's, like, really fucking hot.
Yeah. Well, because it kept raining. Nobody could get out
right.
there. Yeah.
And, of course, the wife is like, well, I'm just going to pay somebody to do it. And I'm the first one to just throw fucking money at it.
Right.
But I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. For some reason, I felt like I'm going to do it.
Well, also, too, if you get the landscapers in, what they do when my lawnmower would break and I had to get a guy in there and it got high, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to do, they'll go, well, we have to cut it twice.
Or they charge you extra.
Yeah. Well,
no,
you
know,
I got charged extra.
I didn't even know that was part of it.
I mean, really, you got to cut. I just jump on the thing when it is a little high. Just jump, I go bonsai and go for it, you know?
Because it is a real pain. Yeah. Everything gets sucked into the mower. They have to keep...
So, and then the wife's like, well, you know, yeah, I don't want you to do it because we don't have a bag and then there's going to be clippings and I hate stepping on fucking clippings. Do you, princess?
I know, I understand that.
No, I
especially
fucking don't.
I'm like,
fine.
Grass is long.
I'm like, fine, I'll fucking take care of it. Don't worry, I'll clean up the clippings, which I never do. I'm like, I'll clean this shit up. Don't worry about it. I'm going to mow this goddamn... Now it's personal, which for chores is never personal for me because, like, we could pay a guy.
But yeah,
right. I'm going to fucking do it.
Well, if all the water was collecting at the end of your yard, I just would have thrown some koi in it and had it and called it a day.
I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it. So I got three quarters of the way done.
Right.
Then I flipped the fucking thing again.
No!
And I'm flipping it back, and it's not going on.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you know what? I've had enough of this shit. I'm gonna pay somebody to install a fucking outlet on the outside, like a real goddamn house. Why they built this without an outlet on the outside, the back, I don't know.
Tell me about it.
There's no outlet on the back?
There is now. I'll get there. But there was not. That's why it was jimmy-rigged above the light on a circuit that shared other things. So I had to shut down the fax machine, 1998. And and all sorts of shit. So, but I'm like, and when the lawn is at a decent length, I can usually get away with it. But when it's wet and it's hot.
No, God, even with a power mower. Like, so I can imagine something wrong with
electric. Right, so I'm like,
it's going
to
happen.
So I call one place. I'm like, what would it be to come out to give me an estimate how much this would cost?
Right.
Well, it's $99 for us to come out, but we'll use it towards, you know, if you do that. I'm like, nah. Call another guy. He's like, well, where are you now? Like, where are you? I'm like, well, I live where I live. He's like, all right, are you home now? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, we'll come right over.
Good.
Not going to call. Not gonna charge me for an estimate.
Cool.
Gives me an estimate. I'm like, oh, I would do that. He gets the flip, the search, not the search, the circuit breaker. Because apparently it's not just flipping, and sometimes you have to hold it there for it to trip in, which I'd never encountered before.
No, me neither.
So he got that work. He didn't charge me for that. The guy last year charged me $50 for the privilege of switching the thing. Ugh. So I talked to the boss, and I'm like, you know what? For this money, it was $480.
Yeah.
$480 for this guy to do it, even though we're not going to be here that much longer.
Right.
And you say it doesn't add value. Let's just fucking do it and live like human beings. I'm sick of this shit. And then he did a couple. So I had him come over the next day, which, you know, was really hard to get an electrician the next day. He happened to be open.
It's tough to get an electrician at all. You're lucky he came right in, because they're trying to get an electrician. It's like,
especially on Memorial Day weekend. He came on the Friday.
Oh, shit. All right.
Wow.
So, and he did a couple of other light fixtures and everything.
Wow.
So the whole thing cost me like $520, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fine, because now I have a fucking a big boy outlet outside. Now I can plug in shit, and it can more than handle it. So I finished up the lawn, and I was happy with that shit.
Yeah.
All right. So I get that done, and I got all the lawn, and then Prince is like, oh, well, there's some here. I'm like, hey, look, I go out behind the fence. Look how much I fucking threw out of this fucking lawn.
Oh, so you could throw it behind the fence.
Well, the woods are back there.
All right, that's good. Yeah, because in my place, because like when I used to live in Huntington, you had the bag and stuff like that. But I had woods behind me.
Yep.
I had my sweeper. I just right in the
grass. Here's the thing about woods. They do very well with grass.
No, I know. No, I've been, you know, like I said, for decades, I was, you know, had woods in the back. I just throw it in the back.
So I get the backyard in fine working order. So Saturday night, we had our first outside movie night of the season.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as part of the my daughter's bat mitzvah, which is coming, she wants to have all her friends over to watch. Mean Girls outside, which we have not let her see, but we'll let her see it.
Oh, fun. Yeah, now she's ready.
So we're going to have like a big like ice cream station for them and everything. That's just part of her bat mitzvah and everything. But that's what she...
An ice cream station.
An ice cream station.
That rules.
Listen, none of us can fucking eat ice cream like that anymore. Settle down. We're not 13.
But still, there's going to be whipped cream and ice cream. And
you're going to have different flavors.
And sprinkles and nuts and M&Ms and...
Wow, it's like you guys know what an ice cream station is and explain it to the audience.
But
I'm exciting.
just going over all the goodies there. That's nice. And the audience is probably going, yeah, right on. Yeah, sure.
So
I know.
We're going to order, you know, this is like the tail end of her bat mitzvah. We're going to order from the Mexican place she likes. So all our friends will have a good time. So
yeah, because a Mexican and ice cream, we better have a porta potty out there.
Well, we might. So, but I need to get the technology right for it to work properly, because I'm doing it off my phone with the projector, and I got the speakers jimmy rigged and everything. And the worst thing I need, the worst thing that could happen is me fucking around with this shit and a bunch of 17-year-old girls staring at me and cracking fucking jokes. I don't need that shit. I didn't like it when it was in school, and I don't like it now.
Because meanwhile, like, if stuff goes wrong at the gig, it's the gig. This sometimes happens. This is what I do. This is what I've been doing. This is what I've always wanted to do. I have to deal with something. You're in your backyard dealing with kids. You're like, really?
Yeah, it's like, no, no. No, no.
You don't need this shit.
So I got to get this shit working. And I forget how to do it, but I eventually got it. And I must say, the sound was on point.
Nice.
And the picture was good. I mean, it's always a little darker on the screen because of the projector.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, then it would be like if you were watching on your TV.
Because
it's not like a double light projector, whatever the hell that is.
I don't know what that
double,
is.
Double light?
Light, like the way it's lit. Like, I think some of these projectors have like a different backlighting.
Okay, yeah, maybe, yeah.
So this isn't that. But it's still fine. So
it works. It's cool. Everybody had a good time,
there was no bugs, which was nice, you know, because it's not bug season yet.
Yeah, it will be.
It will be, absolutely. But that's why I got to stay on point with the lawn.
Yeah, because don't forget, with all the rain and stuff like that, those guys, you know, weren't around. But now, they're coming out of my house.
Well, the wife goes, oh, there's another Groupon for the drive-in movie theater. I go, we didn't use the last one we had. Why'd we do that? We got a backyard. She's like, yeah, it's a good point. We don't need the drive-in movie theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got that all taken care of. So movie wraps up around 11 or so, coming, get everything squared away around 11:30 at night. Now, the next day, we're going to see the Harry Potter, The Cursed Child, which I will get to in a minute. It's the new Harry Potter plays.
Yeah.
It's like sequels to the movies. All right. So get this wrapped up. Got to wake up, you know, fairly early. Got to pick up her friend. This fucking town is huge, by the way. This town that I live in.
It goes on forever.
And her friend lives on the other fucking end of town. But I'll get there. but I'll get there. So we come in, and the cat, Maui, the 17-year-old cat, is going to the litter.
Right.
Nothing's happening. Going upstairs, going to litter. Now she's walking around the house trying to go anywhere, go to the bathroom.
No.
And, like, that's not like her.
Oh.
So then we go up to the bedroom. And I just settle into bed. Maui comes up to the side of the bed. I hear her. I look down. She goes, "Row!" Which is not like her.
Yeah.
You know, she's like saying she's in distress. Like, all right, we got to get this fucking figured out. She's in pain of some sort.
Yeah.
But, you know, your normal vet isn't open at these hours.
Of course not.
So we look, the local vet that's open has like 1.5 stars on Yelp and shit.
Ooh.
So we go to your old stomping grounds, Oradell.
Yep.
Which is like 45 minutes away. So the wife leaves here at about midnight with the fucking cat. Takes the cat to Oradell.
Oh,
animal.
Wow.
Gets home around 4 a.m. or so.
Oh.
So they think she has some type of urinary tract infection.
The baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she was like in distress and everything. So they hop her up on meds, this, that, the other thing.
Yeah.
But no fucking sleep. You're worrying about the cat. So we wake up early. You know, I get about 4 hours sleep. Now, I must say, I saw the first two Harry Potter movies in the movies. Mm-hmm. I slept through a good part of both of them. But they did not cost as much as these goddamn tickets cost.
Oh, no.
These tickets are ridiculously expensive, and it's not like you could just go online and order them. There's like a fucking lottery that you have to hope you... Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, it's a big fucking...
And how much are the tickets?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
They're $130 a piece.
You got to be
For two shows.
You got to be shitting me.
Yep.
I mean, if you request it, I charge extra. But
there's a box in the corner. And show Maui how it's done.
Yeah, so it's $130 a piece, and you're going to see two shows. So because it's two fucking shows.
Wow.
Yeah, but this was her. I want to say it was her birthday present.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
So we got four tickets for the three of us, and one of her friends.
That's this is how Broadway goes.
Oh, this is a play.
Two plays.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a movie.
$130 for a movie.
That's why I'm like, you got to be shitting
me. That's why he was filling your forehead for fever.
That's like, if it's $130, it's a Stormy Daniels movie, and I'm getting a fucking demonstration.
Okay, all right. That's the going rate for that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, so Oradell Animal Hospital was about six.
That's
about six. So now I'm down about 11, a little over $1,100. Forget about what I already paid for the play, because that shit was already paid for.
Right, but that's still.
Right. So I'm like, all right, so we're going to go. I'm like, I fell asleep during these first ones, the movies. And then I didn't watch anymore. I'm like, I can't fucking fall asleep during this shit.
No.
So we pick the kid up all the way across fucking town. We get into the city, pay for parking, whatnot. So out of the 6 hours of play, I fell asleep for about 20 minutes total tops.
All right, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. I was awake for all the second one. Then, you know, in between, we get dinner. There's another $100 for fucking dinner and everything.
$100 at least with five people. You ain't got to go
four.
Easy.
Four people.
Four people still.
Still.
I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. You know, it's just like, all right, this is our birthday. We're going to do this shit.
Right.
It's fine. It's like, oh, fuck. You know, so we get home. We don't get home till really fucking late.
Course,
you know, get the kid on, but you know, the play. Listen, if you guys, I mean, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll dig these plays.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan. I thought the plays were good. I don't really feel we needed 6 hours for this shit. I feel like it would have been better served if they just made it like a miniseries or something like that.
Yeah, maybe, but it sounds, I mean,
the special effects were really impressive, which you don't say for a lot of Broadway shows,
but the
special effects were really cool. But they had a good time, that's the important
thing. Yeah, right.
I'd probably dig it.
So, my car is making noises like it sounds like the Camaro.
Uh-oh. Oh,
which is really loud.
Yeah.
So before the weekend, I called up my mechanic. Hey, do you have a loaner car? I want to bring it in on Monday, and then I'll bring the loaner car up, and I'll pick the car up on Tuesday.
Right.
How much is it going to be? Well, we got to see. It could be really inexpensive, or it could be, you know, it could be pretty a lot of expensive.
Is that the dealer?
No, this is my mechanic. One of my mechanics. So I bring the car in around 10 o'clock this morning. Like, all right. I'm like, all right. I'm just going to take the loaner because I know I got the radio show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I like, you know, there's like things I don't like to rush home for the radio show. Shit I gotta do. Yeah, I we just gave away the loaner. What? You did what now?
Yeah.
I drove an hour away.
About it.
I drove an hour away. I called you last week now. Yeah, but we'll get you right in. All right, so they get me in.
Okay.
So now they gotta they look at, all right, we gotta order that, we gotta get this part. All right, we're going to get the part. Oh, you know, Teaneck doesn't have it, and this town doesn't. We got to go to Newark for it. You got to go to fucking Newark for it, which is about 30, 40 minutes away with no traffic from Bergenfield.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to fucking Newark to get this goddamn part. So I'm waiting, and I get lunch. I'm waiting hours. I'm like, I don't have time for this. So I come back. Ha! Part's not fitting properly. What now?
Oh, no.
The what now?
No.
What do you mean the part's? Yeah. Which model of the car? It's the same one I fucking told you. It's the same model of the car that was earlier this morning that I fucking told you. Model's the same fucking car. Yeah. Well, you want the good news or the bad news? Well, good news is we can get this fixed. It's just going to take 2 days to fix it. It's going to what now? I need my car. I'm going in the city tomorrow.
Yeah.
I need my car.
Yeah.
All right, let me call a couple more places. So they get it at Clifton.
Okay.
Clifton. They have to go to the fucking dealership because nobody else sells this fucking part. You
what
gotta,
was the part?
Something for the exhaust, dude. Some type of pipe for the exhaust.
That's what I need.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So now one of the owners drives to fucking Clifton from Bergman. So I'm fucking sitting here. I've been here all goddamn day. I specifically said today's not the day I can sit around.
No.
I'm just fucking sitting there.
Yeah.
So, you know, he gets it on. He fixes it. So this is about 4 o'clock. I've been there since 10. It's fine. He's like, well, all right, well, we got the part on. All fucking day I'm sitting there. Your catalytic converter's cracked, too. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I don't care. This car runs. Does it affect anything? No, it just makes a little noise. I don't give a shit. I just had to get this fixed because the wife was complaining.
Pass inspection. You need it, though.
No, he said, I asked. I go, will it pass inspection? Because, yeah, it should. I go, I think it's been making noise forever. I go, I don't give a shit about that. Because you know why? Because I had to get the special part because it was California emissions. It's a goddamn New York car. What do I need California emissions on? It's a Cuomo motherfucking car. Actually, it wasn't a Cuomo car. Who was the governor in 2009 when I got the car, Joe?
It would have been Patterson.
Patterson
before. Oh God!
Oh my God!
No, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we don't know.
So that the car cost me $550.
Oh!
So I have just been fucking hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it rains, like I'm trying to get my finances in control. Like last month, I had. When we got back, you know, I went, you know, I got the stuff in the gift shops and stuff like that. I'm all right, so I get.
Yeah, but that was fun shit.
Yeah,
that was a decision you made.
But then a set of new tires at $500 wasn't, and then having a 60,000 maintenance at $680 wasn't either.
Ooh,
that's expensive for maintenance. What'd they do?
He did everything. But I need to get, you know, you need to get at least $280,000 on the car. So. And the miles I put on it, I bought it last July. It had 18,000. I'm at 62,000 now.
Wow!
So I put a ridiculous amount of miles on the car.
Wow!
Because I drive like, you know, not only this, I from the day the program to my house is an hour and back.
Yeah.
Now I have the show tonight. Tomorrow I'm in over your neck of the woods, in Harrington, New Jersey. I got rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Harrington, New Jersey.
Harrington Park.
That's not your neck of the woods.
Close
I thought
enough.
It was. Yeah, close enough. So, you know, it's a Chip's neck of the woods. Rehearsal's about 5 miles away from Chip.
Yeah.
You know, so I got rehearsal there.
Yep.
You know, Thursday, was it Thursday? I believe I have a gig scheduled, I think at McGuire's or something like that. You know, I'm driving, then I got to go in the city on Friday. And then, you know, I got another gig on Saturday. So yeah, it's just a lot of driving.
Yeah, I my car has a known defect, but
yeah, it's called you.
Yeah, well, besides that, it has a tailpipe issue.
Do you.
See?
Oh, my car takes after me.
Yes,
and so it's like the now, like all it needs is a little pinhole and it starts rum 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 rum, and then people turn to look at it, and it's my stupid little Nissan, and they're like, really?
Yeah.
And, but it is fun because I saw my nephew in the parking lot of the supermarket that he works in. And I was coming down this, like, there's this one short aisle where they use part of the aisle to put, like, plants out in it. And, like, when summertime comes, they put those out. So I had turned around and I was coming and I saw him. And I don't have enough room to even, like, get started up so I could be at a dangerous speed. But I know that my car sounds really scary. So I wailed on the gas and I, like, went a little faster than you would because nobody else is around. But he's standing in front of me and he's crossing and his eyes bug out like, what the? And then he starts cracking up because he sees me coming and he knows it's me playing with him. Well, some guy was pulling into the aisle and he doesn't know we know each other. And my window is up so I can't hear him. But apparently he was screaming at me, why don't you run the kid down, you maniac?
Shut up.
And so my nephew goes, it's okay, it's my aunt, you know.
I was going to tell this story later, but I'll tell it quick, then we'll take a break. So I'm driving through fucking Sugarloaf the other day, which is an awful town.
Oh, is it?
It's just inconvenient. The speed limit's too slow.
It's inconvenient. Yes.
Yeah, it's an inconvenient town for me. So a woman, an older woman, is crossing the street, but she's like talking. She's engaged in something on her phone.
Oh.
She's taking her fucking sweet time, and she's not in the crosswalk area where you're supposed to cross. For a change, I'm actually doing the speed limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, with the radar detector, I take chances.
Yeah.
But I'm actually doing the speed limit, which is 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing, and, you know, and I'm just going along. I'm like, all right, she's going to get past, and I'm not going to have to slow down. It'll be fine. All of a sudden, she starts waving me, like, slow down.
No, bitch, no.
Thank you, Pip. I did not. Now, unfortunately, I had a family full of cars. A family full in my car. But that does not stop me.
No.
I have bad intentions. And I shan't let their lives get in the way of my intentions. Because I'm a man, damn it. So she's about across the street. So I fucking swerve like I'm going to hit her. I fucking looked at her then like I'm going straight. And then I made like a sharp right. Like I'm going to like plow her down on the goddamn sidewalk.
Oh, my God.
And then I kept on my way. But like, fuck this bitch. Get off your goddamn phone. I'm doing the speed limit. Walk in a crosswalk where I do have to yield. You're in the middle of the road, bitch. You're fair game. You see the deer? The deer don't walk in the crosswalk. That's why they're fucking splattered on the side of the road. If they would walk in the crosswalk and they had a picture of the deer on the side, I would have to stop. You're fucking fair game. So pay attention, bitch.
Yeah, don't you be waving me off.
Exactly.
Boy, you got this. You got this. The same sunny disposition that I do. I was at.
Why do you think we're all together for this show?
I know. I was at the. I was at the air show at Jones Beach.
Was the planes going too slow for you, Joe?
No, they were going fast up, but they had the World War II planes coming by, and there's these Japanese kids. I'm trying to take pictures, and they're in the way.
Of course you were.
I go, could you move?
I go, oh, I thought you were going to say, look, it's one of you. Look, kamikaze, kamikaze.
No, I wasn't done. I'm like, excuse me, could you, I'm trying to take a picture here. I go, when Grandpa and Grandpa saw them, they knew to move.
You said?
Yeah.
Oh, you're terrible.
Oh, no.
That's funny, though.
Well, yeah. They were stunned in fear. They know what those planes
mean. You know what you should have said? Back in my day, we put your kind in a camp, and for good reason. Yeah.
Well, he did say it in his head.
He did. Grandpa. I knew he'd get the one.
Oh, God.
Oh. Didn't you learn nothing from Hiroshima?
Yeah.
God,
nothing.
Damn. Yeah, so we don't have time for slow walkers and people in the way.
That's no, right. No. Get out of my way.
Yeah. All right. So we'll take our first break. On the break, we got new music from DC LaRue with Hot Jungle Drums and Voodoo Rhythm. Sounds like something for scamming scammers.
Well, that sounds like a preamble to sex. Yeah. What? That's not how you guys get down? Sorry.
Sometimes. You can learn more about them at khb-music.de. So it's DC LaRue. When we come back, we're gonna talk about a texting while walking ban. We're going to talk about a vegan who may have been discriminated against while fighting a fire, a dog who was killed so he could rest in peace with...
Thank you.